Winter solstice, sunrise through eclipse. Like from a dream, the summons to prayer flooded his consciousness. He recalled sunrise, then sunset the second day. Lightning, black wings, silence, the distant roll and crash of thunder. He had been out of his body, someplace with Christian. He was on a bridge, the chant of the muezzin, crossing back through sound and color. Christian had been with him. They had spoken of their bodies like statues, protected by the other dancers and by the shepherds, she had said, in the greater congregation. Swaying with the slow swirl of the drums, energy rising through the top of his head, Alcoran saw Andalusian and North African beacons flaring in the darkness, calling the sun, rising from the world to the stars and beyond, spreading in love and submission across the inner plains, providing food for the journey building within himself and the Nubian princess. He opened his eyes. All of the dancers were swaying, humming around the circle. The women were clapping, calling the sun back. The plaza was filling with Muslims facing Mecca, foreheads to the ground, then rising from the waist, foreheads glowing. In the sanctuary of the chosen, a blue flame danced above the black stone, the clear waters. A voice without a body in the center of the plaza in Cordoba sang, "Child of the light within dark night." The words rolled within the chant carried by the drums. The night is fertilized by bright light. Secure between the silks and damask capes of the females, Alcoran faded into trance. The flower petals grown from the congregation of the faithful, the sweet nectar of concentration harvested by the angel bees, spread through his body. Riding the golden rays of the morning sun, Alcoran followed the Karabla, who had escaped from his dream, into the maze. Alancha was singing, her voice a hush in the silence, her song a memory and a revelation, a promise and a warning. The prince prayed at the edge of the mountain, while the lady in black slept in the den, the crescent of the prophet's green chariot thundered in the blue sky overhead. "Stop the world, stop the world," came the whisper. The lady rose from her dark bed, fearing the man for love of her beauty, had leaped to his death instead. Light swirled through the chanting and counterclaps of the dancers. A funnel vortex crossed Al-Andalus, moving toward Cordoba. The moon approached the sun, pulling him upward. Christian spun him in a spiral. The drums faded as she sang. On the Karabla he returned from the heavens. The opposite of mighty Al-Barak he rode, messenger to the peoples of the desert, through the black winds and cold. The violence of the sea meets the golden rays. Angels catch us as we fall. On the wings of courage, love plays. We rise through the songs of the law.